Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Parties remain at odds over health care cuts in the GOP mega bill on Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. President Trump today signaling that not all furloughed workers may be repaid. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
He was asked a question about this, and he said, it depends on who we're talking about. He said, we're going to take care of our people, and some people really don't deserve to be taken care of, suggesting that some of the hundreds of thousands of furloughed workers right now, people who are off the job during the government shutdown and are not getting paid, would not get back pay as they have had done to them in every single shutdown before.
Today marks 2 years that the Hamas October 7th attacks occurred in Israel. Nearly 1,200 people died, hundreds of others taken hostage. Israel's war in Gaza after the attack has led to more than 67,000 deaths. On Wall Street, stocks were down. This is ABC News. In California, three crew members on board a medical helicopter were critically injured after the helicopter crashed onto a freeway in Sacramento Monday night. Investigators say that that helicopter had just taken off when it went down. Sacramento Fire Department Captain Justin Sylvia says there was construction on that stretch.
Any type of aviation accident, a big concern is the fuel that's on board that is a very higher octane than just fuel for automobiles. So making sure that that fire hazard was mitigated. There was no active flames. There was a large column of smoke that initially came out of that helicopter from video that we have seen, but no fire hazard at that point.
The Nobel Prize in Physics awarded today to three scientists for their work in quantum mechanics, which advances digital communications and computing. All three recipients are professors at universities in the U.S. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Rooney & Associates, your American Family Insurance agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. There is a frost advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from 3 a.m. tomorrow until 9 a.m. Look for clear and cold conditions tonight. Area of frost late. Most widespread north. Patches of fog in the river valleys, too, with a low of 34. Sunny and tranquil tomorrow. High 62. And clear skies tomorrow night. Scattered frost once again with a low of 34. Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy, and the winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 64 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A former UW Richland staff member and county board member died last month. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. Linda believed in education as a changing opportunity for all people and dedicated much of her life to fostering these opportunities. She was an elementary school teacher in Connecticut and Illinois. In Richland Center, Linda was an outspoken advocate for the University of Wisconsin-Richland campus acting as Director of Continuing Education from 1986 to 2004. During this time, she earned her master's degree in continuing and vocational education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1999. She inspired and organized the Love of Learning lectures, bringing both culture and practical information to members of the community from members of the community. While at UW-Richland in the 1990s, she was also the International Student Program Coordinator, nurturing and mentoring many young adults. Later in her career for 14 years, Linda took on the role of coordinator for engaging students in the first year, fostering non-traditional students in their first forays into college. Linda met her husband, Hank Neuenhaus, in 1977, and they shared 48 years together. They lived in Paris for nearly a year before moving to Wisconsin permanently in 1985 to the Mary Farm of Gotham in Lone Rock. There, Linda and Hank operated one of the first barn wedding venues in the state. Linda was deeply engaged in her community on every level. For the last 10 years, she served on the Richland County Board, chairing both the Health and Human Services Board and the UW-Richland Board, stepping down in 2024 to care for Hank. She had faith in the operations of community, of the political process, of civil discourse, and of fueling idealism with active pragmatism. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for FSIS-inspected ready-to-eat meals produced by Freshwelm containing a Food and Drug Administration-regulated ingredient, specifically spinach, that may be contaminated with listeria. The following products are subject to the public health alert. 10.1-ounce containers of HelloFresh ready-made meals, cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta, with establishment number 47718 and lot code 49107, or establishment number 2937 and lot code 48840. And 10-ounce containers of HelloFresh ready-made meals, unstuffed peppers, with ground turkey, with establishment number P47718 and lot codes 50069, 50073, or 50698. These items were shipped directly to consumers by HelloFresh. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an illness should contact a healthcare provider. FSIS is concerned that these products may be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. FSIS expects additional affected products to be identified and will update this public health alert as more information becomes available. Consumers should check frequently. A UTV crash leads to an arrest. The Grand County Communications Center was notified of a single UTV crash with entrapment on County G near Old Blue River Road in Muscadet Township Friday night around 9. Sheriff's deputies, along with Muscadet Fire and Muscadet EMS units, were dispatched to the scene. When emergency crews arrived on scene, they learned the driver was trapped but not injured and had to be extricated from the UTV by the Muscadet Fire Department. During the investigation, it was determined that Leanne Loffenberg, 60, of Muscadet, was operating the UTV southbound on County G when she lost control of the UTV, causing it to roll onto its side into the ditch line. During the investigation, Loffenberg showed signs of impairment. As a result, Leanne Loffenberg was arrested for operating a UTV while under the influence of an intoxicant, first offense. Two people have been arrested after hundreds of animals are rescued from a Wisconsin Dells area property. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Lawrence and Amy Thomas face numerous animal neglect charges. On Friday, the Sheriff's Office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats. The animals were surrendered to authorities and are now with numerous animal welfare organizations and shelters. The Pulling Together Tour, sponsored by Southwest Partners, will be making a stop tomorrow at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The event is being held to help promote and discuss the book, Pulling Together, A Handbook for Community Change. The book is co-authored by Tom Moskaller and Mike Brenninger. Brenninger is from Richland Center and tells what the book is about.
It's talking about working together and getting positive things accomplished, even across or especially across ideological divides. You know, today it's the right, the left, fighting, nobody's getting much done. And this is kind of a solution to that. And the other thing is it's giving a lot of smaller communities hope, because if you just look and say, well, there's not much going on, and I don't just want to say Richland Center, I'm saying small town America is kind of experiencing this. We seem to be hollowing out. Our young people are leaving. Not much encouraging things happening in the community. And when it turns around and you start seeing those positive things happen, then people get excited about that. They want to see their communities thrive. And that's really the theme of the book. It's not like we've turned around thousands of places yet, but we hope that that is eventually what happens.
The event will also feature Jeff Yost, president and CEO of the Nebraska Community Foundation.
In Nebraska, he has about over 270 communities that he's working with all the time. He's set up community foundations. So there's people leaving money in these community foundations. Usually it's legacy money that is then being reinvested in the community, and they're generating all kinds of great ideas, and it's caused communities to turn around in Nebraska. It's an amazing success story. So even though we've got three times the population in Wisconsin, we still face the same kind of decline in small communities that Nebraska does. And Nebraska has been able to turn that around. So this guy is a voice that is so needed, especially in rural communities.
One topic that will be discussed focuses on youth.
How can we make a community attractive for young people to say, I am going to plant my family there? We're going to grow in that community. We're going to spend our money at the grocery store. We're going to send our kids to the schools. We are part of that community. And the amazing generation of what happens when a single family stays in a community or comes to a community is, it's not just financial. You know, they bring all their talent, their resources, their energy comes with them. And so that is one of the keys to make a community alive, is something for the youth, not only to do, but to be interested in staying or coming back and raising their family there.
Mike Brenninger hopes that the book and the event will help create ideas to help attract individuals to communities like Richland Center to help them and the community prosper.
I know people that have moved to the Richland Center area from a large city that are making a lot of money, and they're doing all their work online, or nearly all of their work online. So we are such an attractive community for somebody like that. We've got clean, healthy environment, good education, low cost of living, wonderful place to live with close to zero crime. I mean, how could they ask for anything better? So places like Richland Center are super attractive. We just need to get marketing ourselves to people that are going to be interested.
The Pulling Together event, sponsored by Southwest Partners, will be held from 11 to 1 tomorrow at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The event, which includes a lunch, is free and open to the public. If you plan on attending, please RSVP Mick Cosgrove at mcosgrove57@gmail.com or text Mike Brenninger at 608-604-7226. You can also find more information at pulling-together.com.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83, died September 29th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne C. Freilich, age 83. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 6, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died September 27th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova, died suddenly Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died yesterday at home. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, October 14th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet next Tuesday, October 14th, from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society invites you to shop till you drop at its 2025 Rummage Romp this Saturday, October 11th, from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's at the Richland Center Community Center. This year's Rummage Romp will feature lots of clean, quality items, including lots and lots of infant and small children's clothing at very low prices, with all proceeds from the event going toward meeting the needs of animals taken in by OMHS. to learn more about this year's Rummage Drop, including how to donate items or how to volunteer. Check out the fall OMHS newsletter or last week's edition of your local newspaper. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting your pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly a fall-like feel out there as cool, refreshing air comes in from the northwest. Frost and freeze warnings all the way up from Michigan through Wisconsin, Minnesota, into eastern North Dakota tonight, into early tomorrow as this Canadian air moves in. Otherwise, pretty nice weather shaping up the next 4 or 5 days, mainly dry conditions, a slow warming trend as we go into the weekend. Looks like just a weak weather system coming through Thursday night, early Friday might bring us a stray light shower or sprinkle. A bit stronger system coming through Sunday might provide a scattered shower and some more rain possible early next week. That would have the best chance of adding up to more than a quarter inch early next week. Again, temperatures after tonight will gradually be warming up above normal through the period. Here's that forecast now for tonight, including a frost advisory in Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties starting at 3 a.m. Wednesday going through 9 a.m. We'll have mainly clear skies with areas of frost late, most widespread north of Richland Center. Patches of fog in the river valleys as well. Low temperature 34 with north winds up to 5. Sunny and tranquil tomorrow, high 62. East wind between 5 and 10. Wednesday night clear with scattered frost, low at 34. Thursday sunny and turning a bit warmer, high 67. Chance of a little light rain Thursday night, low in the mid 40s. On Friday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a light shower. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds, high 69. Saturday, partly cloudy and pleasant, low in the mid-40s, high 72. Sunday, mostly cloudy and breezy. Showers are likely early. Low 49, high 73. And Monday, mostly cloudy with off and on showers expected. Low in the mid-50s with a high at near 69 degrees. Have yourself a nice evening and stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 62 degrees after a high today of 69 and a low of 43. Yesterday's high was 67 and we received 16 107-inch of precipitation. Record high set back in 1985, the record high of 85 was set back in 1993 and 2007, and a record low of 21 was set back in 2001. Last year's high was 65 and the low was 30. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:32 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:07. Winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.10, and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 62 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Get tonight's high school sports action. Here's Phil Nee.
Tonight in soccer action, Richland Center is playing at Platteville versus Platteville Lancaster. The River Valley swim team is at Lodi versus Edgewood and Lodi. And in volleyball, Riverdale is at Pecatonica and Southwestern at Iowa Grant. Richland Center is on the road at Platteville, River Valley at Lancaster, Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville. In the Ridge and Valley, Lafarge at Seneca, Weston at Wazika Steuben, Kickapoo at North Crawford, and DeSoto at Ithaca, where the Bulldogs will be wearing pink tonight. Night for the cause. Here is Coach Angie Young.
Pink night is we do a cancer awareness night, so it's always kind of been the trend in volleyball to wear pink jerseys or pink uniforms to just kind of commemorate. It started out with breast cancer awareness. I think a lot of the teams and schools have gone to more recognition of just an overall cancer awareness. So it's a really important night, and our girls, for some reason, paint night just hits different every year. That putting on those paint jerseys always adds a little fire and energy to them, and they really enjoy this night. So hopefully DeSoto, we play DeSoto tonight. Hopefully they'll join us in that. We did invite them to join us and wear their pink jerseys also. So I hope they're able to do that.
DeSoto plays at Ithaca tonight at high school volleyball. We'll have the match on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com beginning around 7 o'clock. I am Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please call our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
The Brewers pounded three home runs after falling behind 3-0 in the first inning last night. They took a 2-0 lead in the series with a 7-3 decision. Andrew Vaughn tied the score in the bottom of the first with a 3-run homer. William Contreras put his team ahead with a solo shot. Then Jackson Chourio went deep with 2 on base in the fourth. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski provided 3 scoreless innings in relief to earn the win. Milwaukee could wrap up the best of 5 series with a win tomorrow in Chicago. And the other NL division game that was played last night, the Dodgers beat the Phillies 4-3, so the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead in that series. Games being played today, the Mariners and Tigers, they're under a delay right now, and later on this evening it'll be the Blue Jays at the Yankees. And for tomorrow, we'll have the Mariners at the Tigers tomorrow night, and that series is tied at 1 apiece. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the Brewers will be at the Cubs, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch tomorrow will be at 4:08, with the pregame starting at around 3:30. Jacob Mizorowski rediscovered the form that earned him the flame-throwing rookie so much acclaim in the first few weeks after the Milwaukee Brewers called him up from the minors. He was throwing heat. More importantly, he was throwing strikes. Mizorowski fired 3 innings of scoreless relief while reaching at least 100 miles per hour on 31 of his 57 pitches during the Brewers' victory over the Cubs. Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Quinn Priester has experienced postseason baseball at Wrigley Field before. Priester grew up in the Chicago area and was in the Wrigley Field stands for Game 5 of the 2016 World Series. The 25-year-old right-hander will be back at Wrigley tomorrow as he continues his breakthrough year by trying to end the Cubs' season and pitch the Brewers into the NL Championship Series. This start will mark Priester's postseason debut. Jameson Taillon is starting for the Cubs. The Bucks pushed the pace while winning their preseason opener last night in Miami, 103-93. That's the plan for the upcoming season. Poor shooting kept the score down, with Milwaukee connecting on just 13 of 41 shots of three-pointers. All 20 Bucks who suited up saw some court time. Forward Pete Nance led the scoring with 15 points. The second preseason game is set for Thursday at home against the Detroit Pistons. The Packers could see a big threat return for the offensive lineup for the game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Speedy wide receiver Christian Watson took part in yesterday's practice after spending months recovering from knee surgery in January. Watson can be restored to the 53-man roster at any time over the next 21 days. He didn't take any snaps in 11-on-11 snaps, with coaches limiting him to individual drills. And Joe Flacco is on the move again. The Cincinnati Bengals acquired the veteran quarterback from the Cleveland Browns, along with a 2026 sixth-round draft pick today for a fifth-round pick next season. The 40-year-old Flacco gives Cincinnati another option. Jake Browning has struggled since replacing Joe Burrow, who is out with a toe injury sustained in Week 2. Flacco started the first four games for the Browns this season, completing 93 of 160 passes for 815 yards and two touchdowns with six interceptions. Rookie Dylan Gabriel replaced Flacco in the starting lineup. Rookie Shedeur Sanders now moves up to the backup spot. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding performance this Sunday, October 12th at 2 o'clock p.m. with the Wingra Quintet, appearing at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive in Richland Center. Since its founding in 1965, the Wingra Quintet from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Mead Witter School of Music has built a tradition of artistic and teaching excellence. They've performed at national conferences and the International Double Reed Society, delighting audiences everywhere. Tickets will be available at the door, just $15 for adults. Students under 18 are admitted free with a paying adult. Don't miss the Wingra Quintet this Sunday, October 12th at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center, presented by the Richland Concert Association.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Soybeans and cattle were higher Tuesday. Corn and hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up on short covering and technical buying. They remain cautiously optimistic about trade aid and the end-of-the-month tariff talks with China. The market's also watching the U.S. harvest and planting in South America. November beans are up 4 1/4 at 10.22. January was 3 1/4 higher at 10.39. December soybean meal was down 20 cents at 276.90. December soybean oil was up 66 at 51.04. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling. Near-term harvest delays due to rain are likely in parts of the Midwest and Plains, but other areas should be able to make solid progress. Planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil continue to generally look favorable. December corn was 2 lower at 419 3/4. March was down 2 at 436 1/4. And wheat was lower. The winter wheat crop should be about halfway planted, and while some activity has been delayed by rain, the soil moisture is a long-term positive. The big bearish factor for wheat continues to be rising global supplies. December Chicago was 6 lower at 506 3/4. December Kansas City was down 3 1/2 at 492. December Minneapolis was 4 1/2 lower at 552. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of direct business, with feeders in the lead on the tight supply market-ready numbers. December live was $1.05 higher at $237.72. February was up $1.10 at $240.72. November feeder cattle were $3.45 higher at $364.25. And hogs closed lower, pressured by technical selling and the questions about sustained demand. December lean was $1.10 lower at $86.17. February was down $1.27 at $88.27. Kellen Havikin has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
In agriculture, content is king, especially when it comes from a source you trust. Brownfield Ag News delivers timely, accurate information to America's farmers. Our team of award-winning farm broadcasters brings you the stories that matter, local, regional, national, and even global. That's why Brownfield is a household name across farm country, on the radio, online, and across social media. Thank you for trusting Brownfield. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Cash cattle trade was quiet Tuesday. Some early asking prices started around $235 to $237 in the south, but did not establish in the north. Bids were very elusive at this point in the week, and significant trade volume could be delayed until the second half of the week. Box beef closed higher. Choice was $2.63 higher at $365.79, and select was 91 cents higher at $348.88. Estimated cattle slaughter is 116,000 head. Cash hogs closed lower. Processors were aggressive on Monday to secure their needed numbers, and the market continues to be focused on demand. Domestically, it remains strong, but there are some long-term questions globally. Barrows and gilts of the National Daily Direct were 76 lower with a base range of $94 to $100 with a weighted average price of $98.63. Pork values closed $1.32 lower at $106.03. Loins, butts, picnics, and ribs were lower. Bellies were sharply lower. Hams were higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
I'm Erin Anderson with Ag Headline News on Brown.
Stanfield. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters on Tuesday all options are on the table as the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is renegotiated. The USMCA has a review scheduled in 2026, and a public comment period is open on the current agreement in the U.S. and Mexico. Canada has previously said their review process will begin later this fall. We'll have more news right after this on Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Chief economist at Indiana Farm Bureau says the partial government shutdown is impacting key USDA data that farmers rely on. Todd Davis says a lack of an October supply and demand report could create market volatility.
The market notices when it does not have that information.
An eastern Nebraska farmer says purchasing fertilizer is becoming extremely difficult due to volatility in the markets. Mitch Oswald says cost of production is increasing.
If we're going to find opportunities either to market or we're going to have to just hold out and hope for a bit of a market reset for some fertilizer.
A Bayer Global initiative that connects select farmers with resources to advance innovative agricultural practices has come to the U.S. Brian Neighbor with Bayer Crop Science says forward farming is a collaborative effort focused on producing more while at the same time restoring more.
It has to be productive, profitable, sustainable.
I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and many more, perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take-and-bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
I'm Larry Lee, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. When a calf is born, it's often worth a lot of money the moment it's born and faces the stress of their new environment and usually early weaning and moving. Our producers doing everything they can to protect that calf during the early months when it's often in new locations and commingled with other animals. Dr. Tom Earlywine from Purina Land O'Lakes has some advice on today's Managing for Profit.
Billy is your typical farmer.
I am.
But he's hiding a secret.
No, I'm not.
He's scared of white mold.
Yeah, so?
But he doesn't have to be with Zarina Fungicide.
Where's that voice coming from?
Zarina Fungicide helps provide early proactive control of white mold and other yield-limiting diseases on soybeans, dry beans, and canola. So Billy's yield potential is protected, and he can focus on other problems.
Can you get me a girlfriend, too?
Sorry, Billy. But remember, always read and follow label directions.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah! Dr. Tom Earlywine says newborn calves go through a lot of stress.
When you think about it, today's animal can be transported several times. If you just, for example, use a beef on dairy animal that's oftentimes sold day one and then transported to a calf nursery, and then from the calf nursery maybe transported again to a calf grower or beef on dairy grower, and then either to another grower or onto the feedlot. All those those transits are a big stress on the animal. And then if you add to that anytime, I'm a young animal guy, and so anytime you think about the weaning process, for example, just another additional stressor. And then every time these transitions are made, oftentimes the animals are regrouped into a different set of animals, and that's an additional stressor on them in addition to the new environment and the transit itself.
And I'm guessing hydration and nutrition are the two starting points.
You bet. And obviously, first and foremost, you got to provide enough nutrition, and most baby calves tend to be underfed. They're the only mammals on the planet that are limit-fed milk, and so that's always a challenge that we have, is calves tend to be underfed. And then we add insult to injury. We also tend to wean them younger than they were ever intended to be weaned, especially when you think about the beef on dairy animals as an example. When you compare it to the native beef animal, that's where that beef genetics are coming from. Those animals are being weaned at 6 to 8 months of age, and we're weaning them at 2 months of age, maybe, if they're lucky, maybe younger even.
Are there things that the farmer producers can do ahead of a transport date, say a day, 3 days, 5 days ahead of time, to help strengthen that animal, make it ready for the move?
And first and foremost, as you had mentioned, nutrition is obviously, providing the nutrition is a critical part to keep them fully nourished. And that is one of the challenges, especially as we commingle calves, which often happens. We'll bring calves together in one location and then truck them somewhere else. As you commingle the calves, that calf that got there first may not get fed. And maybe it was due to be fed before it got there. And so that's always a challenge. So nutrition is first and foremost. But secondly, and even just as important, is the hydration status of that calf and that young animal. And so we got to feed them on a regular schedule, keep them on their schedule, and feed them every bit they've had before, but then make sure that they're drinking water and hydrating even extra prior to shipping, and then post-shipping as well.
That's Dr. Tom Earlywine, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Slip on my boots, pour coffee in my coffee cup. Got a 12-hour shift that I'm staring down. Loan at the bank for a piece of ground, and it's due. I do it all for you. Sometimes I wanna point these wheels out. It's a hard life.
easy loving is. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving is.
That was Ty Gregory, Easy Loving You, at 5:49 right here on Country and Community, WRCO. I'm Tim Theat. I'll be here until around 7 or so, maybe a little bit before then or a little after. We'll see how the JVs do in volleyball. But anyways, we'll be bringing you the broadcast of DeSoto at Ithaca, and Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. Pre-game should start around 7, but as I said, it depends on how the JV does, and then we'll, somewhere around 7 o'clock, we'll be bringing you the broadcast with Phil Nee making that call. And thank you, each and every one of you, for making WRCO part of your day. Hopefully, each and every one of you had a great day today. Right now, it's partly cloudy, and our current temperature is 64 degrees after hitting a high of only 69 today. And those winds are out of the east, northeast at 3 miles per hour. So, yeah, kind of cool out there according to that Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And that's why we got that frost advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow. So if you have any plants outside, you might want to cover them so that way they don't, you know, they don't die or anything. But be prepared because we have a good chance of that frost hitting our area. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, Lost, a female Jack Russell Cross dog. The dog is brown and black and weighs around 30 pounds and is not wearing a collar. It was lost on the Highway 80, I should say, and Grinsell Lane area. If you find this dog, please give a call to 608-475-7070. Also, what would go good on a cool day like today? Chili. You have a chance of having some tonight as St. Paul Lutheran Church in Laval is hosting its 40th annual chili supper. That's going on until 7 o'clock this evening. There will also be a quilting raffle. There we go. My tongue on that one, and free will donations will be accepted. So go on over to Laval and enjoy a great chili supper this evening.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
For top-notch WIC buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With 2 decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
100.9 WRCO.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you. If it don't add up to a hell of a lot, I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe them streets of gold are worth the work, but I'd still want to go even if they were paved in dirt. I believe that youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing you lose. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. Mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
I didn't know I was wasting my time. Didn't think there was anything better. Hell, I was kind of getting used to the rain. Thought I was born for bad weather. Then out of that neon blue, everything changed. In walked you, and I'd like to thank all the wrong hearts, all the wrong bars. I was sitting in just emptying them whiskey glasses. The swings and misses, all the bad decisions that got me
high as we're getting. Yeah, and it feels like heaven when you hold me this close. The way you look at me got me letting go of all the wrong hearts, all the wrong bars. I was sitting in just emptying them whiskey glasses. The swings and misses, all the bad decisions that got me where they got me. Guess they had to happen. That highway to here led straight to your arms. Thanking God for all the wrong turns and all the wrong eyes, all the wrong eyes. So baby, let's raise up a drink to me and you. And baby, while we're at it, let's raise one to sitting in just emptying them whiskey glasses. The swings and misses, all the bad decisions that got me where they got me. Guess they had